A riot is an ugly thing. And I think that it is just about time that we had one!
Insert noise here.
We'll be right back. enough. Let's make it a soap opera. And then we'll sneak it right underneath their noses. They won't even notice. They'll be following that news story for months. And I'll just slide in right by them. Society.
Welcome to episode 33 of Insert Noise Here. I'm your faithful host, Loki, your Flugermeister von Misdirection, or Bill, to those of you who know me, or I guess now to anyone who's listened and heard me say that, which I've said a few times. With this episode, I thought I would get back to something I always meant to do with this, which was be more political, more outspoken, just more on, you know? And if I could do anything with this, you could say that I'm just more on. Moronic. Yeah. But anyway, you've heard some stuff and some speaking, and you're liable to hear more of the set.
Sure, I could get up at dawn, get in track, go to a job I hate that does not inspire me creatively whatsoever for the rest of my life. Sure, I could do that. I could sleep till noon, get up and learn how to play the sitar. In harmony with the crickets. Here comes the mothership.
bullshit anyway. World will still spin around. The rain will be full of toxic chemicals. Rich old white men will send young boys off to die in war. The government will lie to you.
Station of sailors, do what we please. never mind that, since then a lot has happened. Let's fast forward and focus on energy beyond what makes call the wall plan. Now the dillies and do the match. What the plan down by the sand. Walking through the levitation is my crutch. Climb three stories on a makeshift ladder. Getting in may be the hardest part. The entrance was welded shut. Sawing through the metal is a start. 5 minutes later, crawling through your butt. Checking it out, see your time. Adding reverb to every sound. Talk about the sound of it, holding around. Fall to your death, so don't fuck around. Climbing over this, climbing over that. Upper body strength, so don't get fat. Walking through a pile of slop. Congratulations, you're at the top. If you're coming down to the center, walking through the levitation is my crutch. Find three stories on the makeshift ladder. We survive the mall plan. We survive the mall plan. We survive the mall plan. We survive the mall plan.
Insert noise here, 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 here.
Go angry into the placid crowd, elbows out. Let your friends down. Be duplicitous in all your dealings. Speak harshly to the meek. Suffer no one. Steal from your family. Say the wrong thing at the wrong time, always. When alone, practice the embarrassed silence. Take comfort in the misfortunes of others. Visit your problems upon the bereaved. Discourage the young. Be unwilling. Practice absence when your presence is required. Solicit gifts. Exhibit indifference. Abuse the clergy. Take umbrage, carry sadness to the gleeful, preach intolerance, breed vermin in a built-up area, speak without thinking, covet, be flippant, develop a cavalier approach, sport wide lapels. Be generous with abuse. Strive not. Be uncharitable. Hold fast to your prejudices. Be slothful. Lay waste the beautiful. Create problems. Deride the sincere. Discriminate indiscriminately. Criticize, make enemies, carry grudges, abuse the clergy again.
outside my window, inhale the city's breath. Feel the warmth and beauty, but also feel the death. The weaker, easy targets about to lose some blood. Wallets become empty, wrinkled faces in the mud. Everything you work for, strangers got. When you turn your back, they take what they want. When you turn your back. When you turn your back. Ooh, they take what they want. Your jewelry disappeared from the box upstairs. It all belonged to you, but now it's theirs. The weaker, easy targets about to lose some blood. Wallets become empty, wrinkled faces in the mud. Everything you work for, strangers got. When you turn your back, they take what they want. Take what they want. When you turn your back.
Myśleć, że jest tylko idiotką. Baba z bazaru, bez marzeń i snów. A ona o poranku spogląda na osiedle puste, bo jej policzku spływa łza. Ociera ją chustką w kropki i idzie do pracy. Minął rok i drugi, minęło 10 lat. Samotność to niestety nie jest choroba, którą można załatwić antybiotykiem. Baba z bazaru, każdy ją zna. Baba z bazaru, każdy ją zna. Baba z bazaru, każdy ją zna. Baba z bazaru. Samotność to niestety nie jest choroba, którą można załatwić antybiotykiem. Nikt nigdy się nie dowie, co myśli ona, gdy kilo marchwi znów do wora pakuje. Połyskuje swym srebrnym zębem i patrzy na świat okiem, z którego codziennie płynie łza.
Z którego codziennie płynie łza.
Ktoś mógłby pomyśleć, że jest tylko idiotką. Baba z bazaru, bez marzeń i snów. A ona o poranku spogląda na osiedle puste, po jej policzku spływa łza. Ociera ją chustką w kropki i idzie do pracy. Baba z bazaru. Baba z bazaru. Baba z bazaru. baba z bazaru, każdy ją zna. Minął rok i drugi, minęło 10 lat. Samotność to niestety nie jest choroba, którą można załatwić antybiotykiem. Nikt nigdy się nie dowie, co myśli ona, gdy kilo marchwi znów do bora pakuje. Połyskuje swym srebrnym zębem, patrzy na świat okiem, którego codziennie spłynie łza. Ktoś mógłby pomyśleć, że jest tylko idiotką, baba z bazaru, bez marzeń i snów.
Life has taken a turn into an unsettled, disorderly world, and I feel like I have a gun to my head. And I live in a world where apparent elusive puppet-like humanoids stalk the earth, performing impious, childish litanies. People of power are summoned to do our bidding, as transient shadows cast out into a world of deep blackness. I feel incarcerated by the radiance of these haunting, fuzzy perceptions. And I feel like I have bricks tied to my feet, and I'm ready to be thrown into a river. And I can't do anything but look out the window, and I see the euphoria. But I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there because I don't know what version it is. I'm just going to sit there and look out the window. And look at the shadows, at the neighbors, and get into their business.
Genocide is the number one agenda on the White House's mind. I think they actually enjoy killing off the poorest generation. Why can't the world just start over? What's the meaning behind all of this? All of the melting pot society who are blocking the party need to expose why they are pissed. The apartheid walls in full force, keeping us begging like hobos and slaves while we're building our own graves. We're like wild animals, they say, we just can't be tamed. The subject matter in this poem feels like it's starting to fade away. How is it that one man can have all the politicians afraid while he's operating his organizations from inside a cave? I don't know what else to say. You chose life this way while your parents are rich and poor and want to segregate a society just like it was before. I'll jump out of your shadow that allows me to expose the facts about this hellhole. The rope is getting tight around the innocent man's neck as he's dangling from that pole. They're going to use force in this eternal divorce. No matter what race you are, you deserve equalitarian freedom. Call it a real fucking goal. We deserve equalitarian freedom. Call it a real goal.
So anyways, the snow really fucking sucks.
Yeah, I mean, compared to Florida, huh? It's like, we've had like quite a few days with some snow. We don't want to insult anybody personally, but
I guess that's part of my illness.
Yeah, that is part of the illness. It's like Tourette's syndrome or some shit like that. Fuck you!
Ronald Reagan had this shit when he was fucking president.
Yeah, Alzheimer's. He probably had Alzheimer's the whole time he was in office.
You know George Bush wears Peter Pan outfits. Gives wine to people in Pepsi can. Calls it the Bush juice. You know?
The Bush juice. and the rice, Condoleezza rice dish.
Dick Cheney's got a mechanical piece in his heart that makes his heart sing. Seriously.
Really? Somebody should just push that button. Shut it off.
They keep on pissing off North Korea, that button.
Yeah. They should Baker Act, didn't they?
Of course. Baker Act everybody but Obama.
The whole administration. Even Hillary's.
Yeah, Hillary.
Even she's getting a Baker. I don't give a fuck if she's from Park Ridge. You know, even though we are in Chicago, but you know, we're not always loyal.
But I mean, it's a touchy issue with a lot of people. Quite frankly, 6 years ago, I would have probably have went the other way on it, but
a woman, and a black man to initially be present. When the black man is technically smart, it's not because she's a bitch, she's just a bitch.
For the nation.
We're all in this together.
We'll pay a pound an hour. That's our big idea.
As much as that?
Yes, I think Quincy's quite right. Pass the port. How's your venison today? Well, mine's a little bit over dead. We're hurried to buy cheaper champagne. You got the easy bit, sir. Just go out and sweep the streets in the rain. Even the war widow is having to suffer. This champagne is definitely tasting rougher. I say, Tarquin, did you pay less than £100 for this wretched bottle? We're all in this together. We're having to give up some of our caviar. Easy for you. Just jump on the bus and set up the car. We're all in this together. The job we do is thorough. Sorry about this, old chap. But we're going to have to chuck you out of the bubble. We don't want the working class living around here. We're going to find you a nice 15th floor flat. So say goodbyes and pick up your gear. That's rather friendly-quendy. That's a jolly good offer if you ask me. Right, and we're going to have to make you unemployed. I mean, we rather like making people unemployed. Don't worry, you'll be part of the big society. You get a nice biscuit, no, you won't, it's been cut. I say, old man, you just go and pick up the litter and put it away. Oh, I'll do anything to save the nation, Governor. He's a real gent, Governor.
Yeah, he's a real gent. I'll doff me cap to him.
Yeah.
All in it together.